This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight? Aha! Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Thanks for listening to Sports Sunday On Demand, a Service Patriots podcast on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Service Patriots is your home comfort solution for all of your heating and air conditioning needs. Check out the latest special offers for our listeners at servicepatriots.com/the fan.
It's time for Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe.
Second and 7. Irving breaks it back. Quick roll. Bounces outside. He's got a burst. Bucky Irving down the sideline.
Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company.
Ben takes the shotgun snap. Bill Branson throws down the right sideline. An over-the-shoulder catch by Harrison. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Beavers!
Explore the flavors of Oregon at Grillworks Supply Company in Beaverton or at grillworkspdx.com.
Football's so fun. It's our job. That's crazy. It's so fun.
Now, here are your Football Sunday hosts, Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher, on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080.
You're about to get it right there.
You're about to get this.
No, don't say that. I'm not scared of you.
Good morning. Welcome into Football Sunday on 1080 The Fan. Joe Fisher here. I got my host, Rashad Taylor, across the faux marble table. I got Jordan Schultz across the glass. How's everybody doing this Sunday morning? It's not 8 a.m.
It's not 8 a.m. So, you know, I'm sound as a pound right now. You know, I don't have a problem.
Dude, hey, I mean, if you're watching the YouTube stream right now, which I hope you are to see our beautiful Sunday morning faces, Rashad's got the icy, clean, Mighty Ducks hockey sweater on right
now. Adam Banks, baby.
Adam.
the original cake eater himself, man.
Did you get that at the Adidas store?
I did not.
Okay, because I saw there was a Mighty Ducks jersey floating around there a few months ago.
Yeah, no, I got it online just maybe a couple years ago. So
you probably saved a lot more money than
absolutely. It was super cheap too. It's probably not as cheap now, but it was then. But if you know, you're a sports fan, you're listening right now, so you probably saw the movie The Mighty Ducks growing up. And for me,
I hope so. I hope all three.
It changed my life.
Yeah, there's
bro.
A trilogy there,
yeah, man. It changed my life. Like I saw that movie in fourth grade, and it was one of those things. Like hockey became a big part of, it sounds weird, but even in like my urban neighborhood, like we all played hockey, you know, everybody had rollerblades and my mom bought me a hockey set with two goals and everything like that. So Yeah, it was on in the middle of the street doing
And Emilio Estevez was the coolest coach around.
Emilio was the best coach ever. But it wasn't until they got Adam Banks to where they start winning games. You know, he was the kid from the Hawks, and I was like, man, he was the best one. Remember in the third movie when they went to the private school? He was the only one that made varsity. Yeah.
All sorts of hijinks.
Yeah, right. You know,
when the pranks.
In the second movie when they were, you know, doing the Team USA thing. He was the only one that had scouts coming to watch him. So,
was that D2, the Mighty Duck?
Yeah. Yes. So, man, Adam Banks was my guy. He was. I know everybody wants to go with the Charlie Conway.
Yeah, that's what Adidas has right now. I'm looking at. They got the Charlie Conway. Yeah, Charlie 96. Conway.
Yeah, that's a good one. But Adam Banks was that dude. You know. So
this does bring up a topic of conversation I was having with my brother-in-law the other day. As far as most comfortable jerseys that you can wear, he says basketball jerseys are the best lounging.
Yeah, wife beaters. They're like tank tops.
Exactly. You know? So, hot summer day, spring day, you know, go out to a function, you know, outdoors, you know, basketball jersey. And I said close second, soccer kits, like soccer jerseys.
Oh, man, those are nice. They're light. You know, breezy. They're pretty soft.
Yep.
But if you're asking me, hockey sweaters are...
I need a good hockey
sweater. That's number one. Like, I mean, as far as loungewear, it's kind of, you know, it's like a nice little sweatshirt that, you know, that you can put on. And, man, it looks good on your lady, too. You know, if she just wants to happen to put your hockey jersey
wearing
on.
Wearing like, only this.
Yeah. I don't want to say that, perv, but I mean...
I'm going straight Titanic with the Heart of the Ocean on you. Let's go.
I just had the image of Happy Gilmore. When the lady comes out from
you want breakfast?
You want breakfast? Yes, and she's wearing a Boston
shirt. So even she looked okay. I was like, man, something about that hockey jersey will, you know, change things up a little bit. It'll turn a four to at least a four and a half.
I want to kiss you all over. And over and again.
Till the night goes in.
God. Now I'm looking at Sharks hockey sweaters because, you know, I feel like if I go a hockey sweater, I have to go with my team.
You know what I like?
One of the worst in the National Hockey League.
And so to avoid that, because I don't necessarily have a team, I guess the Winterhawks are the closest hockey team that I really like know the most about, if I'm being honest.
Yeah,
you know,
poor Winterhawks.
Yeah, haven't been to games and stuff like that. But I'm a faux jersey guy now.
Like
I think you guys know how I feel
Chinese,
about jerseys.
Like knockoff jersey?
No, like just not actual players, fictional players, much like Adam.
Don't you have a Bobby Boucher jersey?
I have a Bobby Boucher jersey.
Oh, okay, I got you. That is a pretty sweet line.
It's, you know, a lot of times, or I felt for a long time, like I can't wear another man's name, you know, like just a, you know, like a
But
Dame
a boy's
jersey.
Name, Adam Banks.
Yeah, oh yeah, because guess what? I was in fact a boy when... You know, when this came out, and on top of that,
I too once was a boy.
And on top of that, it's not a real player. He's not a real, you know, there's no real stats for Adam Banks, or there's no real, Bobby Boucher wasn't really a great, you know, linebacker.
You remember Bobby Boucher showed up at halftime at the Boy Bimbo?
So, I'm curious, like, is which fictional characters, sports characters, would you be most interested in?
I think this is a great time to do a read. The Vancouver Ford text line.
One more time.
Knocking it out of the park.
Almost had to dump that
great
one.
Great time to do a read. Mess it up. All texts to the fan are via Vancouver Ford text line. Dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit VancouverFord.com. 503-8646-FAN. If you were to get a fictional athlete jersey, what would it be? Because, I just see, oh God, K9 Air Bud basketball jersey.
No,
that's unrated.
That's
right?
A good
that's
one.
Right out.
That's a good one.
Right.
Nobody's
in.
Expecting it.
Right in my closet.
You guys are into it. I'm not. The stupid. There's nothing in the rules that says a dog can't play basketball.
There's nothing in the rules. And number one, Air Bud might have been the best athlete of any fictional character. He played soccer. He played basketball. I think he played...
multi-sport athlete.
Yeah, he played everything. There's nobody else. He's like Ernest P. Worrell.
So versatile.
In the fake unicorn world where no player actually steps up to block a shot that's being held on a tee like a football ready.
Not by Air Bud.
Good God.
Not by Air Bud.
Oh, man. Hey.
Sorry, I'm destroying childhood-like memories and
hey, he's the first one to get there, last one to leave. All right, real gym rat.
Man, absolutely.
Loves peanut butter. I got a list here. Ooh, I've seen this before. The Charleston Chiefs from Slapshot.
Okay.
That's a good one. That's a good hockey sweater
to
have.
Yes, it is.
I was actually just thinking about this whole question, and Kevin Costner in For the Love of the Game. I mean, multiple. You could go Bull Durham. You could go For the Love of the Game. Actually, because he's got lovers in both of them. I mean, he's a hottie with a body. The women are lusting after him in either movie. But I'd probably go Bull Durham just because the jersey's better over For the Love of the Game because I hate the Tigers.
Do you see this one on the computer screen? The Milwaukee Beers from basketball?
Basketball, absolutely. The Beers would be a great jersey just to have. Just the whole crew come out in Beers jerseys.
And says little bitch Scolari on
the
back.
Yeah, yeah. Squeak.
I always see somebody rocking a Monstars jersey every now and then.
Yeah, that's on the list here, too. Yeah. Toon Scott, the Miami Sharks from Any Given Sunday.
That's a good one. I'm not a big fan of football jerseys.
But that one,
though.
Those are boring. It's just black and white. It doesn't even say Sharks on it.
Give me a dark horse here. Shane Falco.
There you go.
I believe it's a Seminoles jersey a Sentinels jersey. Sorry, yeah, the Washington Florida Sentinels. Or the Washington Sentinels. Yeah.
We got the Dylan Panthers from Friday Night Lights. Give me a Blue Mountain State jersey. How about that?
Yeah, that would be a good one. That
who's
blue
the
and
backup?
Orange.
Alex Moran, I think, is the backup.
That would be, yeah. those would be two. I'm a big Ted Lasso fan.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if you all seen that.
You got
that?
Yeah, that's a soccer kit right
there.
Man,
Jamie Tart or Roy Kent, one of those jerseys.
Soccer
would be
kits
dope.
Aren't very comfy, though. I mean, if we're talking.
You don't
think comfort,
so?
Oh, jerseys. The jerseys are nice, man.
Yeah. Well, they're so form fitting. You guys, I don't know. I just got wider shoulders than you.
Hey,
you
just
got
to get the right size. Like, one of my good friends from when I worked at Bose, he's a huge soccer fan. Whenever I go to the Adidas store, he's like, send me pictures. What jerseys, what kits do they have? And
send me dirty pictures, baby.
And yeah, me just wearing the kits
exactly.
by themselves.
That's kind of what I was going for.
Just the jersey in the fitting room. But yeah, I mean, he's a bigger guy and he makes sure to let me know. Like, I need XL.
I mean, Jordan's going in there trying on mediums and like, damn it, why isn't this fitting the right way?
Actually, speaking
extra
of
medium.
Speaking of that, did y'all catch the story this week about Jonathan Smith just kind of leaving his gear
at the Goodwill?
His gear at the Goodwill in Corvallis.
Wow.
And you could tell, Rashad, because it had the Jonathan Smith.
It literally said his name off.
Like, stitching above the tag in the clothing.
Yeah.
Dude only wore a large. On TV, he looked at least like he was an extra large. And this was like his sweatshirt.
They say TV adds 10 pounds.
He's a shorter guy, though.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That upset that he's only a large. Sorry. I was like,
I'm upset
really?
That he left the stuff at the Goodwill.
Are you? Hey, that's a solid donation right there.
I mean, it is, but I mean.
What
I
a
mean,
come up.
I guess. Somebody's came up majorly.
I'm so mad that I couldn't get my dad one of those. Like, my dad is a diehard Beaver fan. He would have loved a Jonathan Smith shirt or a sweatshirt.
I'm sure once that made the rounds, like, everybody in Corvallis students just flocked to that Goodwill and just pulled
it right
off the shelves.
You know, I haven't heard much, and I'd be curious to know how Oregon State feels right now. That's the one thing I haven't really heard. If this were U of O and if this were Dan Lanning, and he left for another program, we would know all about how fans, alumni, and everyone else. For Oregon State, I honestly haven't heard much like fan reaction about Jonathan Smith leaving.
Maybe we do that in the second hour. Because I did have something Ducks Beavers related for that second hour. I do want to read some of these texts, though, on the Vancouver 4 text line. Icebox, a little Giants Icebox jersey.
Great movie.
That would
or
be,
even a... go on one more further for Icebox, Spike.
Yeah.
A Spike
a
jersey.
Cowboys
Absolutely.
Spike jersey.
I would love that.
Yeah, that would be sick. Spike, give me 20. Holds out his arm and starts doing the
Spike pull. Spike was 19.
Carrying a fridge out of the moving truck. Are
that
you
fool
kidding
was 19.
Me?
Get out of here.
I think I saw JJ Watt. He was on Pat McAfee's show a couple weeks ago and he was wearing a shirt that said, call me Icebox. And I was like,
that's pretty dope.
That's
I mean,
sick.
JJ Watt kind of looks like Spike. If you put a gold tooth in the front of you, it kind of looks like Spike.
Also on the Vancouver text line, give me a Pedro Serrano jersey.
Oh, yeah.
That's Major a good League. One.
Baseball jerseys, criminally underrated.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
they always, agreed. No matter what size you are, baseball jerseys just look cool.
They're pretty damn clean.
Absolutely.
You can pull it off, they look pretty clean. Someone chiming in that Mighty Ducks is solid, but Slapshot is still the greatest hockey movie of all time. I mean... They're for two different crowds. I mean,
they
Mighty
are.
Ducks is literally a Disney movie. Slapshot is about a bunch of degenerates playing hockey in Kansas City.
Did Slapshot get a professional team named after them?
Ooh.
I don't think so. There you go.
Ricky Vaughn, 99, Indians jersey.
That would be a great one as well.
That's good.
I'm trying to think.
Gosh.
Man, Henry Rowengartner.
Oh, there you
Chicago
go.
Chicago Cubs jersey.
That's another one. That's
Henry
right next
Rowengartner.
To Effin' Air Bob. I'm about to swear
don't
on
you,
the air
don't
about
don't
how
you say nothing bad about Henry Rowengartner, man.
God in
give
heaven.
Give him the cheese.
No, let's not give him the little squeaky arm cheese. He's like 25 pounds throwing 100 miles an hour next
killing.
To of all people in the bullpen. What was it? Like, oh yeah, Gary Busey. Why would he ever be a baseball
Chet
player?
Stedman? Chet Stedman looked like an agent. God, mind you, heaven. You got to remember, in the 90s and the 80s and stuff, like, baseball players looked, they were 28 yeah. years old, and these fools looked like they were 40.
And Marv was their pitching coach from Home Alone. So there you go. It's all, it's a perfect movie.
Brinkma, that's right.
God in heaven.
Fernfield Timberwolves K9 Airbud. That's the one I want to go with.
I'm telling you, man.
Someone can hook that up.
I'm telling you. Everybody's going to know what that is.
Yeah.
For
that,
sure.
That's clean. All right, we got stuff to get to. There's things that have been happening in the old sports world. Oregon, they got themselves a quarterback.
Heard.
Hey.
College football is dead as we know it. Get to that a little bit later. A game is making its triumphant return. As you mentioned, I think we need to kind of have a airing of grievances. It's been about a week since the move has been made with Jonathan Smith to Michigan State. So I think we just need to sit around a circle and share our feelings. Rashad, how are you doing?
Everything. Kumbaya, my lord.
Hi, my name is Joe. Kumbaya. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Yeah, it's rough times. We got a Heisman that was handed out. We'll see if we get to that. There's a lot of stuff on my little show prep list that we might or might not get to. Big contract handed out. God only knows what we're going to get into in that second hour. We also got Who Do You Love? And actually, I do have a fun game I want to play with you guys. So, again, don't know if we're going to get to all of it, but should be a good show. And again, it's not 8 a.m., so already off to a great start.
I'm with it.
Well, to defend myself really quickly before we go to break,
nope,
to Adam
nope,
Jones,
it.
our resident center fielder of baseball listening, our former center fielder listening on the YouTube stream, he says that I look like I just rolled out of bed. I did, okay?
Oh, dude.
I'm recovering from being sick, so shut your mouth.
Hey,
it's just the hat. Usually you just have the hat.
Well, I didn't. Yeah, whatever.
Hey, sweatshirt and this hat it, yeah. right now is masking a lot of Sunday out of bed look.
Straight
like, up. You think I took my time to get ready this morning? Hell no. Rolled out of bed, saw the sweatshirt that was on the ground, and I was like, all right, I know my Shehalem Glenn hat will match well with that. And that's
like Tiger Woods in that Shehalem Glenn hat. Baby.
It's the tough part about the YouTube stream is yeah. that you do have to be
we
somewhat
have to be,
presentable.
We have to be mindful now. And, you know, I woke up like this.
Oh, dude, with the beanie, too. I mean, you're
I got stuff to do afterwards, man. So I gotta look the part, I guess.
Yeah, right. I said they were going to have a makeup person, but they haven't gotten to that yet. For us.
Yeah, well, don't expect that to happen. Get
this
your
isn't prime time.
Get your own palette in there and yeah. a mirror. Yeah, make a vanity in there. That's what we'll have to do. All right, let's get to it. Ducks, they found themselves a quarterback. We get to that next Football Sunday right here on 1080 The Fan.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe. Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Football Sunday, Joe Fisher, Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz. We had some news yesterday in the college football world in the transfer portal. And the Oregon Ducks, they have their quarterback for next season, and it is Dylan Gabriel from Oklahoma. Started his career at Central Florida, but last 2 years have been in Oklahoma. Last year had an amazing year with them. He has the Hawaii lineage. Marcus approved, I think someone tweeted out yesterday.
I think he did.
There you go. So, I mean, of all the guys that were in the transfer portal, his name was being linked to the Oregon Ducks the most. And it is official. Dylan Gabriel will more than likely be your starting quarterback for the Oregon Ducks in 2024.
I read somewhere that there are like 103 names in the transfer portal.
Oh,
this
bud,
year.
It is.
Yeah, I want to say maybe it could be wrong. It could be more. I don't really know.
And we can, I want to go into that next segment about just the landscape of college football. But yeah, yeah, you're right. There's a lot of dudes in the transfer portal.
But luckily, Oregon's getting a guy who is a proven commodity.
Yeah.
His first three seasons were spent at UCF, 29 touchdowns, 32 touchdowns. He was hurt, the third year. But then goes to Oklahoma, 25 touchdowns, 30 touchdowns. He can do a lot of good things with this Oregon offense, with some of these receivers and some of these weapons that Oregon have, if they can, I'm not sure what year some of these receivers are, but if the next group of receivers is anything like this year's group of Oregon receivers, man, Dylan Gabriel can be another one of those guys in that Heisman conversation.
Well, it will be interesting to see what the Ducks do in that personnel group, because obviously Troy Franklin had a great year. Tez Johnson, I don't know if he has any eligibility left. Jordan, you can maybe help me out with that, or the text line.
I believe
line.
He does. Yeah, I think he was only a junior.
But also, they got a couple guys transferring out in Chris Hudson, who didn't play that much, Josh Delgado, who didn't play that much. So it will be a different looking wide receiver room next week or next year. But you said the most important part is the proven commodity.
Right.
And this is where the college football game is going to the NFL like structure, is that do you want to quote unquote draft a guy and play him right away as a freshman or redshirt freshman and try and develop him and have him go through his lumps and live that season that way? Or if you're in a situation that you feel like you have all the pieces, you just need that guy, the quarterback. And if you know who that is and you've seen what he can do and put it on film against great teams. I mean, hell, that Oklahoma team beat Texas, and where is Texas at? And they're in the college football playoff.
Right.
So that's where, I mean, college football is so interesting now. And you look at the transfer portal with all the guys and it's like, what route do you want to take? I mean, you saw that with Ty Thompson. He put out a pretty cryptic post on Instagram of him walking away. And there's like, he's blurred out and the Oregon helmets are in the foreground. And it's just like, all right, well, he's gone.
Yeah, we get it. We get what you're saying. But
and there's that sense, like, it's like, there's part of me that feels bad. Because that guy, he went to Oregon, committed, could have transferred last year, didn't, sat. Was hoping that this was going to be his chance, and granted, he's a Mario guy, so it's not like Dan is like too linked to him and his future, but that's where you see that. Like, I'm sure there were some Oregon fans out there that wanted to see what Ty Thompson had to prove. I mean, he looked a little bit better this year, but also, if you tell me, do you want Ty Thompson or do you want Dylan Gabriel? I'm taking Gabriel 10 times out of 10.
Oh, I mean, it's kind of impossible not to take Dylan Gabriel. Now, mind you, because Ty Thompson could come out and he could be phenomenal. like Heisman worthy phenomenon.
The dude was a five star.
Yeah, we honestly don't know what he could be.
And we want to talk about guys improving from their freshman year to when they're a senior. Look at Bo Nix. Look at Michael Penix. I mean, and that's the big thing with college football, right? Is like, you get a guy that transfers, he's been developed, or do you want to sit, like, trust in your process and what you've done with your homegrown guy and be like, no, he's fine. Like, he's getting into his junior year. He's taking his lumps. We believe in him. But then again, what they see in practice, we can't see at all. So, no. I mean, when they get to those spring practices and then start getting closer to the season, it's just like, you know, that's where they look at Ty and be like, sorry, bud, we've seen it these last two and a half years. Like, we got to go with the proven commodity.
I mean, do you think it was that he wasn't playing well in practice, or that you have this guy from Auburn that was pretty good and that's who we're going to go with?
And he beat him out last year. So Ty was like, all right, I'll take it. I'll take last year and this year to develop and learn. And then you get passed up again. Like, I don't blame Ty.
No,
for
yeah,
beating,
I'm good.
But,
like, so now
also,
you're going to bring in another, somebody else who doesn't know the offense, has to learn the offense. I've been right there the entire time, and now you're going to bring in Dylan Gabriel. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and go.
But also, I could see that, like, you know, if the Ducks are wanting to do that, they see their team as ready to win now, and they don't want to take the risk on a unproven commodity in Ty Thompson. Yeah, they love him. Yeah, they thank him for everything he's done and been there, been a team player. But football's about winning.
It is.
And if you want to win, and Oregon, if you want to get back to the playoff, if you want to be up there where Washington is right now, you got to stay consistent at the quarterback position.
Well, one of the reasons Oregon has coveted Dylan Gabriel so much in this transfer portal season, if you whatever you want to call it, is because he's so accurate, and he's just he's a quarterback that since his young days at University of Central Florida, he didn't make mistakes.
No.
Threw so few interceptions, and I still remember some of the highlights of his like bullet passes, you know, like on top tens before he even transferred to Oklahoma. So we know how good he is, and we know how he fits into Oregon's offense, and I think Dan Lanning and Will Steiner salivating at basically looking at a Bo Nix 2.0 for next year. Unfortunately, on the other side of the coin, this is where you come to needing to win now, and guys like Ty Thompson suffer. But unfortunately, man, even with the development of last season, Ty Thompson at the beginning of this year, screw it. Game 6-7 after he threw a nice couple of bullet touchdowns, I don't think he would have been at the level that Bo Nix was coming in off of Auburn last season. He's not there yet. And sorry, Duck fans, I know that, you know, you feel bad for him. Yes, I do too. You want to see him get a chance. However, sometimes you just ain't that good. And yes, he's a former five-star recruit. Is he going to get the opportunity somewhere? Yes. Might I eat my words? Absolutely. But we're seeing the same kind of crunch in the wide receiving room too, Joe. And actually, to answer your guys' question, I don't know if like Troy Franklin is staying or not, but it would lead me to believe that they're looking at having a very, very stacked wide receiver room that includes the likes of Franklin next year. If you got Chris Hudson leaving, if you got Ashton Cozart leaving, two very young kids in the portal, or I guess Chris Hudson, not necessarily young, he's got 1 year of eligibility left, but a guy that took snaps under Cristobal and made a significant impact, now he's gone. So that receiver room's going to be fine, along with this new quarterback that Oregon has. It's just the way of the world now. And you know what? Ty Thompson, I hate to say it, but at this point, you're like a Braxton Burmeister. You're like a guy that was given an opportunity at Oregon, didn't do so great. You looked, you know, maybe okay in a couple of spots in a backup role, but then when you were thrust in as a starter, you looked terrible. And you're going to have a chance to go prove it, but look at Braxton Burmeister. He literally got undrafted, signed by the Rams as a wide receiver in camp, and then let go after transferring to West Virginia, to San Diego State. And I know Ty Thompson's not going to be able to transfer anymore after this, but it's just, it's sad. But guess what? Not every five-star quarterback is going to be elite.
I think that's the thing we have to keep in mind. I think the thing we have to keep in mind is five stars, four stars is something for high school, right? Among your high school competitors, you are a five-star player. So against that DB that's 135 pounds, you are a five-star guy. How many times have guys gotten to college or gotten to the NFL or to the NBA and that five-star guy is a utility player? They're just a bench player. They're somebody that, man, coming out of high school, they were the number one player in the country. The number one player in the country for basketball, Jordan Walsh, is in the G League right now. The G League, you know, and that's just kind of one of those things. Like the same thing for football. Just because you were five stars amongst those kids you were playing against, now you're playing in a situation where everybody's good. And then guess what? I was a much better athlete at 19 and 20 than I ever was at 16 and 17. So now you're with people that are getting better, getting older, growing into their bodies.
And I mean, that dudes nature. That develop and guys that care more than you, possibly.
Absolutely.
I mean,
you know,
look at it's like the Booby Miles approach. Like, all I got to do is show up. And then you show up to college.
And like, oh, everybody can run.
Yeah.
Everybody's fast. I mean, everybody's this.
I mean, frankly, guys, look at this team that Oregon had this year. They were 6 points away, essentially.
From an undefeated season.
Exactly. And
Don't remind me.
And so what do you want to do? They now have the responsibility because Ty Thompson, you know, has earned the opportunity to hand the program over to him when they're so close to competing for a national championship.
And that's what I'm saying, yeah.
That's bullsh. Come on. Let's look at this realistically. I feel bad for the kid, but Oregon is right there, and they will do this every day of the week. They did it with Vernon Adams 7 years ago.
I don't think it's about feeling bad. Like, he's going to land somewhere, and he's going to play college football for a major D1 program.
After he declared yesterday officially for the transfer portal, Rashad, I mean, it's just Ducks Twitter or football fan Twitter. Oh, Ty, they treated you so badly. No, this is a business. This is what happens when you get NIL. Next.
It's competition.
Yeah. I mean, best of luck to him, but I get it, man. Like, I get the situation the Ducks are in. You were that close, and I don't think it was because of a quarterback, but if you want to stay that close and be able to push yourself over the edge, you have to stay consistent at quarterback. Yeah. I wanted to just look at some of these guys that are in the transfer portal still. Dante Moore, Cam Ward, still trying to find homes, two Pac-12 quarterbacks.
You wonder if Dante's going to come to Oregon still.
Yeah, I don't think so.
He'd be willing to develop for a year.
I was listening to Dirt and Spread. Yeah, and I hear you on that. I mean, like, if you want to go develop somewhere, I mean, go to Oregon State, but nobody wants to go there right now. But it was Brandon Huffman was on with Dirt and Sprague, and I appreciate Dirt's optimism about wanting to get Dylan Gabriel and Dante Moore. But it's one, not both of them, is what it sounded like.
They can't afford both. they could, but they don't want to.
Well, you heard Matt Rhule. Yeah, your starting quarterback's going for Miller, too, right now.
Yeah,
so.
And I don't think anybody wants to go to a situation where they're playing backup, for sure.
No. So there is your new Oregon quarterback, Dylan Gabriel. We'll see who's going to be the starting quarterback up in Corvallis, hopefully in the – well, we won't know that until obviously when the season starts, but we'll see who at least will be given a shot, because Aiden Childs, right now, the crystal ball is saying 100% he's going to Michigan State with Jonathan Smith. So hopefully we get some clarification with the Oregon State job here in the next few weeks.
Maybe his clothes will end up in the Bennett Goodwill as well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, hey, Beaver fans, I would keep going to that Goodwill in Corvallis. Quite often.
They got some gems in there.
Over the next couple weeks. Yeah, you're going to find some great finds. All right. College football is dead as we know it. We get to that next here, Football Sunday. But Jordan Schultz with the SportsCenter update.
Your Sunday home for college football recaps and the NFL. This is Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Got a fun game in the second hour that I want to play with the both of you called Bowl or Bowl. Is it a bowl game or is it bowl-less?
Okay, I like it.
Yes,
I do like that one.
It's one of my favorites because every year the bowl games just get more and more ridiculous.
They're not even being creative anymore.
Oh boy. Wait until you see some of these bowl games. All I have to ask real quick, though, is there a Bahamas Bowl this year? And there is. Western Kentucky at Old Dominion.
Boo. Like,
well, I mean,
that sounds about as entertaining as Oregon v. Liberty.
It's literally,
like, is there a better place to have a game? Number one, like, man, we get to
Bahamas?
Go to the Bahamas.
Oh, trust
like,
me.
We get to go to the Bahamas, bro.
Well, I don't know. I'd rather go to El Paso for the Sun Bowl.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Sorry, Beaver fans. Hey, the game sold out. The Sun Bowl, though.
In God's country, I'm sure it is.
Well, also, they're playing Notre Dame. So, you know, if you want to wonder why a bowl game sold out with the Beavers, it's because they're playing Notre Dame. That's why. Don't think the Beavers contingency sold that game out.
No, not at all.
No. So college football is dead. We have found that out. Well, it's been trending that way for the last, like, year or two, a couple years now, longer than that. But this last, like, week has kind of cemented that. I think that we were here live as the college football playoff was being announced. And Alabama got in at 4 over Florida State. And I just can't believe, I still can't believe they did that. Like, I understand the reasoning, but it's not right.
No.
A 13-0 undefeated team. Like, you played the games on paper, is what you did as the College Football Playoff Committee. And as I said last week, with that defense that Florida State had, that team can hold Michigan to under 20, under 30, possibly. How do we know? Maybe we should play a game and find out. No, let's put in Alabama, give them the berth a week after they barely beat Auburn on a 4th-and-31. Like, are we forgetting all that? That's one of the things there. The transfer portal is a whole other thing. Like, that is just pure chaos. I mean, you look at the quarterback list. I mean, all. I love the idea of guys being on teams for years, 4, 5, 6 years. I mean, hell, look at some of these teams in the playoff.
Right.
Michigan, a lot of Michigan-bred dudes that were on the team to begin with.
4 years.
They were saying in that Pac-12 game, they were lamenting Washington. It's like, they have 13 six-year guys. And I understand the COVID year is throwing things off, and we're going to get past that at a certain point, obviously, as time moves on. But, I mean, building that trust in that group and that, like, having all those transfers, man, a bunch of dudes from other teams, it's like, you look at Colorado, you look at USC, like, yeah, you can bring in all this talent from other schools, but if there's no chemistry, no, like, friendship, no companionship, I mean, you need that in a team. Dudes growing together over the years, right? And I just think that kills me. And also, how do we have standards for a New Year's Six bowl game? We have to have a greater five school in. Always have to have a greater five school, regardless of how good, whatever the record is, however good they are, we got to include them in the bowl game in the New Year's Six. It's like, so there's standards for that, but they're like the standards for the College Football Playoff are just willy-nilly year after year. And so going forward in a 12-team playoff next year, there's going to be a greater five school that gets a berth. That would have been Liberty. Are you kidding me? Like, what are we doing? How can we have stupid standards in one? Like, it is just, this last week has driven me absolutely nuts. And we've seen it also with, like, how the calendar is shaped. Bowl games don't matter.
No.
Like, those are, I mean, yeah, the New Year's Six games matter. But do you think Florida State wants to play that game against Georgia? Like, what is their motivation? You beat Georgia. Cool. All right, well, we should have been in the playoff. You lose to Georgia. Like,
first loss of the season. You have the same record as Georgia.
I don't know.
But they're not going to keep the SEC champ out. Like, this is just, I hear you.
No, dude, it's been a very depressing, like, last week and a half for college football. Obviously, like, the Ducks losing didn't help things at all. But it's outside of that. It's been very, like, wow, this is where we're at. And again, it's maybe naive of me because this is how things have been trending. But I think that the College Football Playoff, ESPN, the 13-0 leaving Florida, I think that is like the cherry on top of all this.
I mean, I'll go in further. I think it's been a depressing year for college football. I mean, you talk about the dissolution of one of the great college football conferences, you know, of all time since the Pac-8. Now, all of a sudden, you've taken that completely away to join pretty much the, not the rival, but like, you know, kind of, yeah, I guess what's considered a rival of sorts in the Big Ten. So then that happens. And then college football has always kind of hung its hat on tradition, on doing things this way, you know. And even during the BCS, stuff like that, it was like, but yeah, okay. But that doesn't make sense, but I'll go with it. That's okay. I was saying, like, there's no way Florida State would have been left out of the BCS standings. If this was still a BCS thing, there was no way they would have been left out. And that's how messed up it is, because we're looking at that like, this were BCS, Florida State would have definitely been in that conversation. But then we're talking about the Heisman. It's coming from a 3-loss team.
Well, and also, like, what was his Heisman moment?
Who knows?
Like that, and obviously that's very arbitrary. Like arbitrary, you know, it can just be like, well, you did like.
Well, Jaden Daniels is still an Arizona State University quarterback as opposed to a Louisiana State University quarterback. Would he win the Heisman this year?
Guess what? In Arizona State, I don't know if you saw that thing, and it doesn't really matter. But when he was clearing out his locker,
when he transferred, they were clearing out his locker for him.
Like, and it was
trash anyways.
But yeah, he's trash anyway. Yeah, you can go, but. Wow. I mean, because he had 50 touchdowns, that's why they gave him the Heisman. Guess what? There was a quarterback for Hawaii named Colt Brennan who was throwing 50 touchdowns, no problem. He was never a part of the Heisman conversation. Never, ever a part of it.
Because he played for a mediocre team, unfortunately.
But is a mediocre team also a team that has 3 losses on the season? And then you've got a guy in Michael Penix Jr. who was undefeated on the season, and another one who had 2 losses by a total of 6 points. In the season, like those, and then obviously Marvin Harrison Jr., best receiver in all of college football at this point. Now, should he probably been 3rd on that list? Yes. I can't remember the last receiver. I think it was.
I don't think he even should have been in New York.
Yeah, the last receiver to win the Heisman was Devontae Smith, right?
Yeah.
And so
that COVID year, yeah.
Yeah, the COVID year. But I just think college football, and then here you go, the New Year Six, and like you said, Oregon versus Liberty. What? Who? That was the first thing I said. I was like, wait, who? And I know pretty much every
college
team,
the Liberty Falcons in Hillsboro.
I would rather them play the Liberty Falcons from Hillsboro.
I would not, because every time they got a first down, which was rare, against Sherwood, that's for sure. Am I humble bragging about?
I don't think it's humble. It doesn't sound humble.
But yeah, they just played a screeching Falcon. That's a first down, Liberty.
Yeah, no thanks.
I'm like, dude, stop this. Yeah. And that was our motivation. Like, I don't want to hear that Falcon.
We don't want to hear that anymore. But no, and so I don't care for that game. I don't think I'll be watching that game on New Year's Day. Like, I mean, they don't care about the product anymore. It's just about money. And that's what they've continued to show us. If they're going to allow a greater five, that means, if they're going to allow a greater five team to be a part of the 18 playoff next year, then so that means another great team that deserves it, that's been playing great competition, is going to be left out. That sounds ridiculous to me.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, this is no longer about the kids, no longer about the tradition of the schools. They were willing to just go do away with rivalry games. Like, doesn't really matter in certain regards. It's about money now. And I think we just kind of have to wrap our head around the fact that it's not just the money about money for the coaches and the programs anymore. Kids are getting paid too now. And so these transfer portals offer opportunities for kids to be in bigger situations with more lights, more donors, more alumni that can kind of line these kids' pockets with a little something. So, I mean, it's a different day in college. It's not the college football we grew up with, fellas. No. And I think we're going to have to learn to live with that as we move forward.
Yeah. The only thing that is a constant in life is change, they say.
Yeah.
I will say, though, EA Sports, NCAA football,
goated.
College football next year, whatever the hell is.
Can't
like,
wait.
Have fun with that, like dealing with the transfer portal and recruiting, and then you got NIL deals coming through. You know what they need?
Heads are falling off.
Yeah, the buyouts with coaches. I
look forward to it.
Oh man, I can't wait!
I can't wait.
I'm bitching and moaning about the real thing, and I'm like, I can't wait to play the fake thing.
Yeah,
I think Dabo Sweeney's head's going to explode, which is awesome.
I hope that is a feature.
Oh, I want to say this too, man. Shout out to everybody who actually is up and listening, watching this on YouTube right now, man. Sports Sunday, Football Sunday, man. Y'all always support us, man. Shout out to Donnie, my guy Donnie. Shout out to my guy Buddy.
Donnie?
Yeah. His name's Don, but I like Donnie.
Don's the worst.
He doesn't know I call him Donnie. I think he does now, but yeah. Donnie. I think Donnie's cool. I guarantee he was a Donnie before he was Don.
Don is a cool name.
It is, man.
Because it just reminds me of like a big Italian
mafia,
like, yeah,
kind
of
guy.
The Don. Yeah, exactly. All right. Want to lose some money?
Never, but I'll try.
Okay. Well, we'll hypothetically lose money in this next segment because it's Who Do You Love? Let's take a look at the standings. We've taken a couple weeks off because we had our Thanksgiving. And then last week, the college football playoff was happening. So we just scrapped it. So let's make some picks. Let's lose some Monopoly dollars, shall we?
Let's do it.
On Football Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
Who do you love?
Rashad and Joe share their predictions and look back at last week to see if they still love their picks. It's time for Who Do You Love? Part of Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Who do you love? Let's take a look. When we were last here doing this, it was week 11. I had those scores up from what happened during that week 11. Rashad, you took the Steelers plus 2.5. And I believe they lost by like 3 that week. Yeah, 13-10 to the Browns. You also took Tampa to cover 13.5 against the 49ers, and they lost by 13.
Exactly 13. Look at that.
That's terrible. That's terrible. And then you took the Jets minus 8.5 over the, or the Bills minus 8.5 over the Jets. And the Bills won 32-6. I remember watching Red Zone that day. Halfway through the second quarter, I'm like, just end this game. I was
That was a bad one.
I'm like, oh my God. I have never been more confident in a team never coming back in a game in my life than that Jets game right there. So you went 2-1 that week.
I'll take it.
Brings you to 9-8-1 on the year.
I'll take it.
I took that week Chargers minus 3 against the Packers. Don't know why I did that. Completely wrong. Cowboys 10.5 covering against the Panthers, which they were able to do there. And then the Seahawks plus 2 against the Rams, and they lost by 1 that day. So I was able to get that dub. Jordan, you took Texans minus 5.5. They won by 5.
Yeah, then they lost the next week, too. So both weeks, they just screwed me over.
But, hey, you rolled the dice on that Raiders plus 14.5, and they only lost by 7 against the Dolphins.
That was a good one.
And then you took the Thunder to beat the Blazers minus 6.5. They crushed them, covered that. Brings you to the 7-11. 7-11.
I guess that's better than my record on primetime.
Yes.
Because Rop in the Bank, I think I'm like 2-7, 2-8.
It's but how many units do you have?
Oh,
are you
not
up on
nearly
units?
Enough. My unit's too small, all right? I don't want to talk about it.
Rashad and me are now tied at 9-8-1, though.
There you go.
How about that? I'll start things off for this week. I am going to the NFC South. And I'm going with the Buccaneers at the Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta is a 2-point favorite. I do not care. The Buccaneers are much better than I anticipated this year. I'm pretty sure I had them at like 3-14 as their record. But the Falcons, I don't trust them. Like, I don't get how they're 6-6 at this point in the season. I know it's a home game for Atlanta, but that's not a far travel. Buccaneers have been playing not bad as of late. They started off, I mean, they were 3-1, and then they lost 4 straight games. But they got a win over the Panthers last week, almost beat the Colts 2 weeks ago. I just don't think the Falcons are nearly as good as what Vegas is giving them. Don't care if it's a home game. Give me the road dog, Tampa Bay. And plus, this is classic NFC South. Right? Beat up on each other. Someone gets in with an 8-9 record. The Falcons right now, if they win today, that puts them up, I think, 2 games in first. Don't buy it. Not at this point in the season. No. Buccaneers covering the 2.
I have the really surprising Houston Texans visiting the, not surprised at all, New York Jets. And I mean, yeah, the Jets are not a great team. I think the spread is, I think 3. Houston's favored by 3.
Yep.
I'm taking Houston. I'm taking that spread. Like Houston's last 4 wins, 2 points, 3 points, 4 points, 5 points.
Right.
So I think 3 sounds just about on par for what they've been doing for most of the season. So I'm going to go ahead and say Houston.
And this is in New York.
In New York. And
hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your Sunday home for college football recaps and the NFL. This is Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Got a fun game in the second hour that I want to play with the both of you called Bowl or Bowl. Is it a bowl game or is it bowl-less?
Okay, I like it.
Yes,
I do like that one.
It's one of my favorites because every year the bowl games just get more and more ridiculous.
They're not even being creative anymore.
Oh boy, wait until you see some of these bowl games. All I have to ask real quick though, is there a Bahamas Bowl this year? And there is. Western Kentucky at Old Dominion.
Boo. Like,
well, I mean,
that sounds about as entertaining as Oregon v. Liberty.
It's literally,
like, is there a better place to have a game? Number one, like, man, we get to
Bahamas?
Go to the Bahamas.
Oh, trust me.
We get to go to the Bahamas, bro.
Well, I don't know. I'd rather go to El Paso for the Sun Bowl.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Sorry, Beaver fans. Hey, the game sold out. The Sun Bowl, though.
In God's country, I'm sure it is.
Well, also, they're playing Notre Dame. So, you know, if you want to wonder why a bowl game sold out with the Beavers, it's because they're playing Notre Dame. That's why. Don't think the Beavers contingency sold that game out.
No, not at all.
No. So college football is dead. We have found that out. Well, it's been trending that way for the last like year or two, a couple years now, longer than that. But this last like week has kind of cemented that. I think that we were here live as the college football playoff was being announced. And Alabama got in at 4 over Florida State. And I just can't believe, I still can't believe they did that. Like, I understand the reasoning, but it's not right.
No.
A 13-0 undefeated team. Like, you played the games on paper, is what you did as the college football playoff committee. And as I said last week, with that defense that Florida State had, that team can hold Michigan to under 20, under 30, possibly. How do we know? Maybe we should play a game and find out. No, let's put in Alabama, give them the berth a week after they barely beat Auburn on a 4th-and-31. Like, are we forgetting all that? That's one of the things there. The transfer portal is a whole other thing. Like, that is just pure chaos. I mean, you look at the quarterback list. I mean, all... I love the idea of guys being on teams for years, 4, 5, 6 years. I mean, hell, look at some of these teams in the playoff.
Right.
Michigan, a lot of Michigan-bred dudes that were on the team to begin with.
4 years.
They were saying in that Pac-12 game, they were lamenting Washington. It's like, they have 13 six-year guys. And I understand the COVID year is throwing things off, and we're going to get past that at a certain point, obviously, as time moves on. But, I mean, building that trust in that group and that, like, having all those transfers, man, a bunch of dudes from other teams, it's like, you look at Colorado, you look at USC, like, yeah, you can bring in all this talent from other schools, but if there's no chemistry, no, like, friendship, no companionship, I mean, you need that in a team. Dudes growing together over the years, right? And I just think that kills me. And also, how do we have standards for a New Year's Six bowl game? We have to have a greater five school in. Always have to have a greater five school, regardless of how good, whatever the record is, however good they are, we got to include them in the bowl game in the New Year's Six. It's like, so there's standards for that, but they're like the standards for the college football playoff are just willy-nilly year after year. And so going forward in a 12-team playoff next year, there's going to be a greater five school that gets a berth. That would have been Liberty. Are you kidding me? Like, what are we doing? How can we have stupid standards in one? Like, it is just, this last week has driven me absolutely nuts. And we've seen it also with, like, how the calendar is shaped. Bowl games don't matter.
No.
Like, those are, I mean, yeah, the New Year's Six games matter. But do you think Florida State wants to play that game against Georgia? Like, what is their motivation? Like, you beat Georgia. Cool. All right, well, we should have been in the playoff. You lose to Georgia. Like,
first loss of the season. You have the same record as Georgia.
I don't know.
But they're not going to keep the SEC champ out? Like, this is just, I hear you.
No, dude, it's been a very depressing, like, last week and a half for college football. Obviously, like, the Ducks losing didn't help things at all, but it's outside of that. It's been very, like, wow, this is where we're at. And again, it's maybe naive of me because this is how things have been trending, but I think that the college football playoff, ESPN, the 13-0 leaving Florida, I think that is, like, the cherry on top of all this.
I mean, I'll go in further. I think it's been a depressing year for college football. I mean, you talk about the disillusion of one of the great college conferences, you know, of all time, since the Pac-8. Now, all of a sudden, you've taken that completely away to join pretty much the, not the rival, but, like, you know, kind of, yeah, I guess what's considered a rival of sorts in the Big Ten. So then that happens. And then college football has always kind of hung its hat on tradition, on doing things this way, you know. And even during the BCS stuff like that, it was like, but yeah, okay. But that doesn't make sense, but I'll go with it. That's okay. I was saying, like, there's no way Florida State would have been left out of the BCS standings. If this was still a BCS thing, there was no way they would have been left out. And that's how messed up it is, because we're looking at that like, this were BCS, Florida State would have definitely been in that conversation. But then we're talking about the Heisman. It's coming from a three-loss team?
Well, and also, like, what was his Heisman moment?
Who knows?
Like, that, and obviously that's very arbitrary, you know, it can just be like, well, you did this, like.
Well, Jaden Daniels was still an Arizona State University quarterback as opposed to a Louisiana State University quarterback. Would he win the Heisman this year?
Oh, guess what? In Arizona State, I don't know if you saw that thing, and it doesn't really matter, but when he was clearing out his locker.
Or when he transferred, and they were clearing out his locker.
Yeah, they were clearing out his locker for him, like, and everything.
He's trash anyways.
But yeah, he's trash anyway. Yeah, you can go. But. Wow. I mean, because he had 50 touchdowns, that's why they gave him the Heisman. Guess what? There was a quarterback for Hawaii named Colt Brennan who was throwing 50 touchdowns, no problem. He was never a part of the Heisman conversation. Never, ever a part.
He played for a mediocre team, unfortunately.
But is a mediocre team also a team that has three losses on the season? And then you've got a guy in Michael Penix Jr. who was undefeated on the season, and another one who had two losses by a total of 6 points. In the season, like those, and then obviously Marvin Harrison Jr., best receiver in all of college football at this point. Now, should he probably been third on that list? Yes, I can't remember the last receiver. I think it was.
I don't think he even should have been in New York.
Yeah, the last receiver to win the Heisman was Devontae Smith, right?
Yeah,
and so
that COVID year, yeah,
yeah, the COVID year. But I just think college football, and then here you go, the New Year's Six, and like you said, Oregon versus Liberty. What? Who? That was the first thing I said. It was like, wait, who? And I know pretty much every.
No, not
team,
the Liberty Falcons in Hillsboro.
I would rather them play the Liberty Falcons from Hillsboro.
I would not, because every time they got a first down, which was rare, against Sherwood, that's for sure. Am I humble bragging about
I don't think it's humble. It doesn't sound humble.
But yeah, they just played a screeching Falcon. That's a first down, Liberty.
Yeah, no thanks.
I'm like, dude, stop this. Yeah. And that was our motivation. Like, I don't want to hear
Okay. Yeah, we don't want to hear that anymore. But no, and so I don't care for that game. I don't think I'll be watching that game on New Year's Day. Like, I mean, they don't care about the product anymore. It's just about money. And that's what they've continued to show us. If they're going to allow a greater five, whatever the hell that means, if they're going to allow a greater five team to be a part of the 18 playoff next year, then so that means another great team that deserves it, that's been playing great competition, is going to be left out. That sounds ridiculous to me. Yeah. But, you know, again, this is no longer about the kids, no longer about the tradition of the schools. They were willing to just go do away with rivalry games. Like, doesn't really matter in certain regards. It's about money now. And I think we just kind of have to wrap our head around the fact that it's not just about money for the coaches and the programs anymore. Kids are getting paid too now. And so these transfer portals offer opportunities for kids to be in bigger situations with more lights, more donors, more alumni that can kind of line these kids' pockets with a little something. So, I mean, it's a different day in college. It's not the college football we grew up with, fellas. No. And I think we're going to have to learn to live with that as we move forward.
Yeah. The only thing that is constant in life is change, they say.
Yeah.
I will say, though, EA Sports, NCAA football,
goated.
College football next year, whatever the hell is.
Can't wait.
Have fun with that, like dealing with the transfer portal and recruiting, and then you got NIL deals coming through. You know what they need?
Heads are falling off.
Yeah, the buyouts with coaches. I
look forward to it.
Oh man, I can't wait.
I can't wait.
I'm bitching and moaning about the real thing, and I'm like, I can't wait to play the fake thing.
Yeah,
I think Dabo Sweeney's head's going to explode, which is awesome.
I hope that is a feature.
Oh,
the game.
I want to say this too, man. Shout out to everybody who actually is up and listening, watching this on YouTube right now, man. Sports Sunday, Football Sunday, man. Y'all always support us, man. Shout out to Donnie, my guy Donnie. Shout out to my guy Buddy.
Donnie? You
know? Yeah. His name's Don, but I like Donnie.
Don's the worst.
He doesn't know I call him Donnie. I think he does now, but yeah. Donnie. I think Donnie's cool. I guarantee he was a Donnie before he was Don.
Don is a cool name.
It is, man.
Because it just reminds me of like a big Italian
mafia,
like, yeah,
kind of guy.
The Don. Yeah, yeah, exactly. All right. Want to lose some money?
Never, but I'll try.
Okay. Well, we'll hypothetically lose money in this next segment because it's Who Do You Love? Let's take a look at the standings. We've taken a couple weeks off because we had our Thanksgiving. And then last week, the college football playoff was happening, so we just scrapped it. So let's make some picks. Let's lose some Monopoly dollars, shall we?
Next
on Football Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
Who do you love? Rashad and Joe share their predictions and look back at last week to see if they still love their picks. It's time for Who Do You Love? Part of Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
All right, who do you love? Let's take a look. When we were last here doing this, it was week 11. I had those scores up from what happened during that week 11. Rashad, you took the Steelers plus 2.5. And I believe they lost by like 3 that week. Yeah, 13-10 to the Browns. You also took Tampa to cover 13.5 against the 49ers, and they lost by 13.
Exactly 13. Look at that.
That's terrible.
Look at that.
That's terrible. And then you took the Jets minus 8.5 over the Bills minus 8.5 over the Jets, and the Bills won 32-6. I remember watching Red Zone that day. Halfway through the second quarter, I'm like, just end this game.
That was a bad one.
I'm like, oh my God. I have never been more confident in a team never coming back in a game in my life than that Jets game right there. So you went 2-1 that week.
I'll take it.
Brings you to 9-8-1 on the year.
I'll take it.
I took that week Chargers minus 3 against the Packers. Don't know why I did that. Completely wrong. Cowboys 10.5 covering against the Panthers, which they were able to do there. And then the Seahawks plus two against the Rams, and they lost by one that day. So I was able to get that dub. Jordan, you took Texans minus 5.5. They won by five.
Yeah, then they lost the next week, too. So both weeks, they just screwed me over.
But, hey, you rolled the dice on that Raiders plus 14.5, and they only lost by seven against the Dolphins.
That was a good one.
And then you took the Thunder to beat the Blazers minus 6.5. They crushed them, covered that. Brings you to the 7-11. 7-11.
I guess that's better than my record on primetime.
Yes.
Because Rop in the Bank, I think I'm like 2-7, 2-8.
It's but how many units do you have?
Oh,
are you
not
up on
nearly
units?
Enough. My unit's too small, all right? I don't want to talk about it.
Rashad and me are now tied at 9-8-1, though.
There you go.
How about that? I'll start things off for this week. I am going to the NFC South. And I'm going with the Buccaneers at the Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta is a 2-point favorite. I do not care. The Buccaneers are much better than I anticipated this year. I'm pretty sure I had them at like 3-14 as their record. But the Falcons, I don't trust them. Like, I don't get how they're 6-6 at this point in the season. I know it's a home game for Atlanta, but that's not a far travel. Buccaneers have been playing not bad as of late. They started off, I mean, they were 3-1, and then they lost four straight games. But they got a win over the Panthers last week, almost beat the Colts 2 weeks ago. I just don't think the Falcons are nearly as good as what Vegas is giving them. Don't care if it's a home game. Give me the road dog, Tampa Bay. And plus, this is classic NFC South. Right? Beat up on each other. Someone gets in with an 8-9 record. The Falcons right now, if they win today, that puts them up, I think, two games in first. Don't buy it. Not at this point in the season. No. Buccaneers covering the two.
I have the really surprising Houston Texans visiting the, not surprised at all, New York Jets. And I mean, yeah, the Jets are not a great team. I think the spread is, I think
three.
Houston's favored by three.
Yep.
I'm taking Houston. I'm taking that spread. Like Houston's last four wins, 2 points, 3 points, 4 points, 5 points.
Right.
So I think three sounds just about on par for what they've been doing for most of the season. So I'm going to go ahead and say Houston.
And this is in New York.
In New York.
And I don't think weather's very good in the Northeast right now. In Baltimore, it's an absolute mess. Jordan.
No. Coming to me, huh?
Yes.
Let's go with my morning game. I know Cleveland's defense is super good here, but I'm going to go Jacksonville.
All right.
I think this is definitely a risky play, but let's go Jacksonville, not to cover, but straight money line.
Just straight up? Hey, I like that. Trevor Lawrence is playing.
Exactly. There's a couple of extra bucks, and it was just a sprained ankle last week, as bad as that injury looked. I mean, he practiced pretty quickly. So I'm confident. Yeah, once again, I know the Browns' defense is good. Their offense has been on and off, obviously, with or without Deshaun Watson or DTR. Or DTR is under center for them, right? It's not P.J. Walker anymore.
I believe, well, it sure as hell should be.
So, yeah. I think the Jacksonville Jaguars, which, let's see, on Bovada, that line is plus 125. I like that better than the minus 105 to cover 2.5. So, yeah, Jacksonville straight up.
That's going to be an ugly game. The over-under is set at 37.5. And it's raining over in Cleveland. This is exactly the type of game that the Browns want, though. Muck
ETN's
it up.
Back too, baby.
Keep the score low. How the Browns are 7-5, though, another team. How?
Right.
How?
Hanging around.
Yes.
Hanging around.
Texans minus 3. I had that on my list as well, Rashad. I really like that. They're going back to Zach Wilson in New York after he basically said that he didn't want to start. I mean, those were the reports that were coming out. I think they were refuted, but hey, if you're... There's part of me that, like, I hear Zach Wilson saying, like, I don't know if I want to play for you guys again, like, and be thrusted in as the starter. Like, dude, it's been bad. It's been ugly. It hasn't been great. But also, you are in the most competitive professional league in football.
Absolutely.
There is, where guys are dying to be there. The competitiveness, like, that fire in the like, you don't want to play?
I
don't want to play for you guys.
And I get
that's
that.
That's what that is.
At that point, listen, this season can't go any worse than it is. So if I heard that from a player, I would just cut him. Like, you don't want to play? Like, I'm trying to give you an opportunity, and I understand what the track record is, but...
Are they, though? I think the Jets have done.
I think it's more so like
great job.
I don't know what else to do.
I think the Jets and New York media have done a great job of killing his confidence.
Oh, well,
100%. I think, and Micah Parsons even went on his podcast on Bleacher Report and said something similar. Like, so that's what New York media will do. That's exactly what they've done to that young man.
Well, Texans minus three, though. Yeah, I'm taking that.
I can't find myself agreeing with Aaron Rodgers very often, but when he says, like, who the hell is leaking this crap from our organization? I agree. And it is those kinds of sources that really are the bane of our existence, not only as sports fans, but I think in general in the world. The kinds of people that leak that crap, like, F you. Like, go to hell. You go to the top of a volcano and jump in. We don't need to hear from you. Like, why are you working for that team? Like, listen, I get it. I'm a glass half empty guy, but, like, that kind of negativity, that just is not needed. Get the hell out of here. Especially if you're going outside of your organization. You handle that stuff in-house.
I think it depends on the organization. There's a reason we don't hear a lot of things from the Chiefs. There's a reason we don't hear a lot of things from the really well-run organizations around sports, because they don't allow things like that to leak. But
yeah,
it's always teams that are very unstable that, you know, have the leaks. But my next pick is the Lions visiting the Bears. The Bears are not a great team, and they lose really bad in a lot of the games. The Lions, however, since the first like five games of the season, were five of the six games, they were clobbering people. Like, it wasn't really close. They were running
away
with wins.
They've had a few interesting weeks lately.
Last few weeks, they've been kind of squeaking by. And so this three-point spread that's been, you know, given in favor of the Lions sounds about right. So I'm taking that 3 points.
I'm going to have to go with another 10 a.m. game here, and that would be the Nolens Saints over the Carolina Panthers. That's a pretty tasty one. Panthers are terrible.
For what it matters, Derek Carr's playing, so exactly. I mean, I don't know if that's good or bad.
I mean, let's move
that line to two.
I consider it good because the Panthers still can't score regardless of who is on the other team, so I think that the Saints have enough weapons, and hey, guys, Derek Carr is a decent quarterback, all right? He hasn't had like, the best year, but that may not be his fault. First year, new system, new head coach. He was literally pushed out of Vegas because Josh McDaniels is an idiot. So, no, I say Saints to cover the 5.5 points at home against Carolina. It's too small of a line. They're going to win by two touchdowns.
Saints, 11th best offense in the NFL.
That's so strange to say. But since Alvin Kamara's been back, it's been, you know, they've been different in points.
Chris Olave is a dude as
he's
well.
Really, he's one of the
weapons,
dudes.
Baby.
All right, my last one. Oh, God, this was a tough one for me. And actually, I don't know why I put this one, because I'm changing it right now. I wanted to go Ravens minus 7.5. I really did. But that, it is raining. It is ugly out in Baltimore. I don't know how much passing is going to be available out there. Ravens are coming off of a bye week as well. The Rams' emotional win over the Colts, where they had to pull it out late, and they got to go across the country to the Ravens. So that 7.5 looks tasty, but I'm not doing it, because I'm going my Cowboys covering the 3.5 against the Eagles tonight on Sunday Night Football, baby. Cowboys are unstoppable at home. They just won a shootout against the Seahawks. What do you need when you're in a shootout, Rashad? We talked about it in the commercial break.
Shooters.
And that is who Dak Prescott is right now. He is playing amazing football. Jalen Hurts and that offense outgained five straight games. They are not in a good spot right now. It's not that you just lost to the 49ers. You got embarrassed just like the Cowboys did. So to me, you're on an even playing field. You're going to Dallas. Dallas is all in one right now. They're feeling themselves, and I think they're pissed after losing to Philadelphia earlier in the season. They played better than them, feel like they had the chance. They're not going to let this one slip. I think that they're winning by at least 10. Give me 3.5, Cowboys.
I guess I'm taking the same ones. This is exactly what I was going to have. However, I'm taking Philadelphia in points only because here's why. I think they came off of a devastating loss last week. Like that, you know, the 49er fans felt great. You know, bang, bang. That's all you saw all through your timeline because they absolutely smashed that. That didn't look like the same Eagles team that we've been used to seeing all season. Like, even the loss that they had to the Jets was a better game, a better effort than what they showed against the 49ers. I think they've got something to prove, and I think they're going to come out and prove it big in Dallas today.
And Jordan.
Yeah, really quickly, my last pick is another 10 a.m. game, so get it in if you can. Lions, I'm buying. It depends on what book you're looking at. Bovada had it at 3 points to start the game, so I think you can now place a live bet if you'd like. But I'm going Detroit, buying a half a point down to 2.5. I like that line a lot at 2.5 for Detroit on the road against Chicago. So Lions to win, but buying a half point by 2.5. So that'll put your betting money down to like minus 125, somewhere around there. But that's my heavy unit play today for you guys.
All right. Big, big units there. Football. It's starting. 10 a.m. games. Red Zone. Turn on Red Zone on the TV, but turn the volume down and keep us going because we got hour number two. The Civil War is back. We also got Bowl coming up. Plenty of other stuff. Hour number two. Jordan Schultz. Rashad Taylor. Joe Fisher, right here. Football Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Who do you love? Rashad and Joe share their predictions and look back at last week to see if they still love their picks. It's time for Who Do You Love? Part of Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Who do you love? Let's take a look. When we were last here doing this, it was week 11. I had those scores up from what happened during that week 11. Rashad, you took the Steelers +2.5. And I believe they lost by like 3 that week. Yeah, 13-10 to the Browns. You also took Tampa to cover 13.5 against the 49ers, and they lost by 13.
Exactly 13. Look at that.
That's terrible. That's terrible. And then you took the Jets -8.5 over the Bills -8.5 over the Jets, and the Bills won 32-6. I remember watching Red Zone that day. Halfway through the second quarter, I'm like, just end this game. I was
that was a bad one.
I'm like, oh my God. I have never been more confident in a team never coming back in a game in my life than that Jets game right there. So you went 2-1 that week.
I'll take it.
Brings you to 9-8-1 on the year.
I'll take it.
I took that week Chargers -3 against the Packers. Don't know why I did that. Completely wrong. Cowboys, 10.5, covering against the Panthers, which they were able to do there. And then the Seahawks, +2 against the Rams, and they lost by 1 that day. So I was able to get that dub. Jordan, you took Texans -5.5. They won by 5.
Yeah, then they lost the next week, too. So both weeks, they just screwed me over.
But, hey, you rolled the dice on that Raiders +14.5, and they only lost by 7 against the Dolphins.
That was a good one.
And then you took the Thunder to beat the Blazers -6.5. They crushed them, covered that. Brings you to 7-11. 7-11.
I guess that's better than my record on primetime.
Yes.
Because Rop in the Bank, I think I'm like 2-7, 2-8.
How many units do you have?
Oh, are you not up on nearly units? Enough. My unit's too small, all right? I don't want to talk about it.
Rashad and me are now tied at 9-8-1, though.
There you go.
How about that? I'll start things off for this week. I am going to the NFC South. And I'm going with the Buccaneers at the Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta is a 2-point favorite. I do not care. The Buccaneers are much better than I anticipated this year. I'm pretty sure I had them at like 3-14 as their record. But the Falcons, I don't trust them. Like, I don't get how they're 6-6 at this point in the season. I know it's a home game for Atlanta, but that's not a far travel. Buccaneers have been playing not bad as of late. They started off, I mean, they were 3-1, and then they lost 4 straight games. But they got a win over the Panthers last week, almost beat the Colts 2 weeks ago. I just don't think the Falcons are nearly as good as what Vegas is giving them. Don't care if it's a home game. Give me the road dog, Tampa Bay. And plus, this is classic NFC South. Right? Beat up on each other. Someone gets in with an 8-9 record. The Falcons right now, if they win today, that puts them up, I think, 2 games in first. Don't buy it. Not at this point in the season. No. Buccaneers covering the 2.
I have the really surprising Houston Texans visiting the, not surprised at all, New York Jets. And I mean, yeah, the Jets are not a great team. I think the spread is, I think 3. Houston's favored by 3.
Yep.
I'm taking Houston. I'm taking that spread. Like Houston's last 4 wins, 2 points, 3 points, 4 points, 5 points.
Right.
So I think 3 sounds just about on par for what they've been doing for most of the season. So I'm going to go ahead and say Houston.
And this is in New York.
In New York.
And I don't think weather's very good in the Northeast right now. In Baltimore, it's an absolute mess. Jordan.
No. Coming to me, huh?
Yes.
Let's go with my morning game. I know Cleveland's defense is super good here, but I'm going to go Jacksonville.
All right.
I think this is definitely a risky play, but let's go Jacksonville, not to cover, but straight money line.
Just straight up? Hey, I like that. Trevor Lawrence is playing.
Exactly. There's a couple of extra bucks, and it was just a sprained ankle last week, as bad as that injury looked. I mean, he practiced pretty quickly. So I'm confident. Yeah, once again, I know the Browns' defense is good. Their offense has been on and off, obviously, with or without Deshaun Watson or DTR. Or DTR is under center for them, right? It's not P.J. Walker anymore.
I believe, well, it sure as hell should be.
So, yeah, I think the Jacksonville Jaguars, which, let's see, on Bovada, that line is +125. I like that better than the -105 to cover 2.5. So, yeah, Jacksonville straight up.
That's going to be an ugly game. The over-under is set at 37.5, and it's raining over in Cleveland. This is exactly the type of game that the Browns want, though. Muck it up.
Back too, baby.
Keep the score low. How the Browns are 7-5, though, another team. How?
Right.
How?
Hanging around.
Yes.
Hanging around.
Texans -3. I had that on my list as well, Rashad. I really like that. They're going back to Zach Wilson in New York after he basically said that he didn't want to start. I mean, those were the reports that were coming out. I think they were refuted, but hey, if you're... There's part of me that, like, I hear Zach Wilson saying, like, I don't know if I want to play for you guys again, like, and be thrusted in as the starter. Like, dude, it's been bad. It's been ugly. It hasn't been great. But also, you are in the most competitive professional league in football.
Absolutely.
There is, where guys are dying to be there. The competitiveness, like, that fire in the, like, you don't want to play?
I don't want to play for you guys.
And I get
that's what that is.
At that point, listen, this season can't go much can't go any worse than it is. So if I heard that from a player, I would just cut him. Like, you don't want to play. Like, I'm trying to give you an opportunity, and I understand what the track record is, but...
Are they, though? I think the Jets have done
I think it's more so like,
great
look,
job.
I don't know what else to do.
I think the Jets and New York media have done a great job of killing his confidence.
Oh, well,
100%. I think, and Micah Parsons even went on his podcast on Pitch Report and said something similar. Like,
gone,
so that's
man.
What New York media will do. That's exactly what they've done to that young man.
Well, Texans -3, though. Yeah, I'm taking that.
I can't find myself agreeing with Aaron Rodgers very often, but when he says, like, who the hell is leaking this crap from our organization? I agree. And it is those kinds of sources that really are the bane of our existence, not only as sports fans, but I think in general in the world. The kinds of people that leak that crap. Like, F you. Like, go to hell. You go to the top of a volcano and jump in. We don't need to hear from you. Like, why are you working for that team? Like, listen, I get it. I'm a glass half empty guy, but like that kind of negativity, that just is not needed. Get the hell out of here. Especially
I mean,
if you're going outside of your organization. You handle that stuff in-house.
I think it depends on the organization. There's a reason we don't hear a lot of things from the Chiefs. There's a reason we don't hear a lot of things from the really well-run organizations around sports, because they don't allow things like that to leak. But
yeah,
it's always
Steelers,
it's
the
always
leaks,
the teams that are very unstable that, you know, have the leaks. But my next pick is the Lions visiting the Bears. The Bears are not a great team, and they lose really bad in a lot of the games. The Lions, however, since the first like five games of the season, were five of the six games, they were clobbering people. Like, it wasn't really close. They were running away with wins.
They've had a few interesting weeks lately.
Last few weeks, they've been kind of squeaking by. And so this three-point spread that's been, you know, given in favor of the Lions sounds about right. So I'm taking that 3 points.
I'm going to have to go with another 10 a.m. game here, and that would be the Nolens Saints over the Carolina Panthers. That's a pretty tasty one. Panthers are terrible.
For what it matters, Derek Carr's playing, so
exactly.
I mean, I don't know if that's good or bad.
Let's
move that line to two.
I consider it good because the Panthers still can't score regardless of who is on the other team, so I think that the Saints have enough weapons, and hey, guys, Derek Carr is a decent quarterback, all right? He hasn't had like, the best year, but... That may not be his fault. First year, new system, new head coach. He was literally pushed out of Vegas because Josh McDaniels is an idiot. So, no, I say Saints to cover the 5.5 points at home against Carolina. It's too small of a line. They're going to win by 2 touchdowns.
Saints, 11th best offense in the NFL.
That's so strange to say. But since Alvin Kamara's been back, it's been, you know, they've been different in points.
Chris Olave is a dude as
he's
well.
He's one of the
weapons,
dudes.
Baby.
All right, my last one. Oh, God, this was a tough one for me. And actually, I don't know why I put this one, because I'm changing it right now. I wanted to go Ravens -7.5. I really did. But that, it is raining. It is ugly out in Baltimore. I don't know how much passing is going to be available out there. Ravens are coming off of a bye week as well. The Rams' emotional win over the Colts, where they had to pull it out late, and they got to go across the country to the Ravens. So that 7.5 looks tasty, but I'm not doing it. Because I'm going my Cowboys covering the 3.5 against the Eagles tonight on Sunday Night Football, baby. Cowboys are unstoppable at home. They just won a shootout against the Seahawks. What do you need when you're in a shootout, Rashad? We talked about it in the commercial break.
Shooters.
And that is who Dak Prescott is right now. He is playing amazing football. Jalen Hurts and that offense outgained 5 straight games. They are not in a good spot right now. It's not that you just lost to the 49ers. You got embarrassed just like the Cowboys did. So to me, you're on an even playing field. You're going to Dallas. Dallas is all in one right now. They're feeling themselves, and I think they're pissed after losing to Philadelphia earlier in the season. They played better than them, feel like they had the chance. They're not going to let this one slip. I think that they're winning by at least 10. Give me 3.5, Cowboys.
I guess I'm taking the same ones. This is exactly what I was going to have. However, I'm taking Philadelphia in points only because here's why. I think they came off of a devastating loss last week. Like that, you know, the 49er fans felt great. You know, bang, bang. That's all you saw all through your timeline because they absolutely smashed that. That didn't look like the same Eagles team that we've been used to seeing all season. Like, even the loss that they had to the Jets was a better game, a better effort than what they showed against the 49ers. I think they've got something to prove, and I think they're going to come out and prove it big in Dallas today.
And Jordan.
Yeah, really quickly, my last pick is another 10 a.m. game, so get it in if you can. Lions, I'm buying. It depends on what book you're looking at. Bovada had it at 3 points to start the game, so I think you can now place a live bet if you'd like. But I'm going Detroit, buying a half a point down to 2.5. I like that line a lot at 2.5 for Detroit on the road against Chicago. So Lions to win, but buying a half point by 2.5. So that'll put your betting money down to like -125, somewhere around there. But that's my heavy unit play today for you guys.
All right. Big, big units there. Football. It's starting. 10 a.m. games. Red Zone. Turn on Red Zone on the TV, but turn the volume down and keep us going because we got hour number two. The Civil War is back. We also got Bowl coming up. Plenty of other stuff. Hour number two, Jordan Schultz, Rashad Taylor, Joe Fisher, right here. Football Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.